Good afternoon, everyone. This is Todd Kimberlane, hurricane specialist at the National Hurricane Center with the 1 p.m. update on Hurricane Irene. Irene at this hour is located over extreme eastern North Carolina, about 50 miles to the west of Cape Hatteras, or about 100 miles to the south of Norfolk, Virginia. The hurricane is battering portions of the area with high winds and rain. Hurricane force winds reported at numerous locations here, with 17 inches of rain for a storm total so far at Beaufort, South Carolina. Some unofficial wind gusts earlier in the morning of 115 mile per hour wind gusts here at Cedar Point Ferry in North Carolina. The hurricane will be moving to the north-northeast at about 10 to 15 miles per hour during the next several hours. We expect that motion to continue throughout the afternoon, bringing the center into northeastern North Carolina. Conditions will begin to deteriorate over parts of Virginia and then spread up the mid-Atlantic coast thereafter. The track of the storm, we think the track will be something like this, with hurricane conditions spreading up the mid-Atlantic coast, tropical storm conditions in advance of that. Very heavy rains near and to the left of the storm center, with the heaviest rainfall likely spreading up in a band here just west of the storm center into the major metropolitan areas in the northeast. That'll be a big story here. We expect storm total rainfall of 6 to 10 inches with localized amounts of 15 inches possible. Also, another theme of the storm will be the coastal flooding. The storm surge expected with the storm, 5 to 9 foot values above normal here in eastern North Carolina. We've already seen some observations within that range, and we expect 4 to 8 foot totals above normal tide level in the mid-Atlantic states spreading into New England. The track will be near the mid-Atlantic coast overnight and then into southern New England tomorrow. We think the hurricane will basically maintain hurricane strength along this path. And so everyone in the warned area, mid-Atlantic into New England, should now take precautions to protect their lives and property. All these preparations should be rushed to completion now. And the hurricane will weaken as it moves inland later in the day tomorrow. But this is the general track here expected during the next 24 to 48 hours. This is Todd Kimberlane, hurricane specialist from the National Hurricane Center in Miami.